Today's shir is Masechta Becharis on Daf Lamed Daled. We will begin on the fourth line from the top of the Amid with the second word, Hacha. We're in the middle of the sugya that began on Daf Lamed Gimel, where the Gemara wanted to link together two halachas, the halacha of our Mishnah there on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, of Bechor She'achzei Dam, that if a Bechor had a congestion of blood, and the person wanted to save the life of the animal that was in danger, and we had a machloikis whether he's allowed to make a mum, whether he's allowed to be makes, allowed the blood that has congested to leave the animal, and the Gemara got into the question of placing a mum in a bechor on top of an existing mum. And the Gemara had thought that another shaila, nageya, truma, which is teluya, which means there's a suffix, is it tame or is it not tame? And whether you have to protect that truma from hefsed, from being destroyed, or you don't have to protect it, that the two machloikis, and the machloikis of our Mishnah and the machloikis concerning truma should be linked together. The Gemara showed that the machlokas of our Mishnah is dependent on psukim, and now our Gemara is saying that likewise the machlokas concerning truma tluya, suffek, whether it's tohor or tamei, whether you have to protect it from becoming destroyed, that machlokas has also its own independent psukim, and therefore the two halachas are not linked together. Begins the Gemara. Hacha, referring here to the case of truma teluya, also bekroi pligi. It's also machloikis, a separate machloikis with its own independent psukim in which they are disagreeing. Damar of Yehud, Amar Shmuel, v'chein Amar Rish Lakish, v'chein Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua. All these mandamrim said that it is dependent, this machloikis, on a pasuk that we find in Bamidbor, Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Ches, where the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to Aaron, Vayidaber Hashem al Aaron, Vani hine nasati l'cha es mishmeres terumoi soi. And from this pasuk, as we're going to see in Tosfos, we learn out two halachas. One halacha is that nasati l'cha, that I have given to you, Aaron, the truma to be used. And also we learn out that it has to be protected from the word mishmeres. When we say truma is allowed to be used, the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, learns that it goes both on truma tahira, that you can eat it, the kohen can eat it, and it goes also on truma tameya, that he could use it, for example, for a fire or in the case of wine, which became tameh, he can use it to cause a good smell in a room. He could sprinkle it around the room. That's what the Gemara learns from the Sati L'cha. And from Mishmeres, we learn that there's a halacha that you have to watch the truma that it does not become tameh, and then it won't be able to be eaten. And what the first Mandiyomer here holds, Rabbi Lazar, that it's written and read Trumoy Soy Veloshin Rabim. And this will get into the Shasugi of Yesh Eim Lemikra or Yesh Eim Lemesoros. One of the main makoros for this is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, that discusses this. And the question is, do you go by the kri of a word in the Torah? Do you go by the ksiv? Do you go the way the Bal Kore reads it in Shul from the Sefer Torah, the kri, the way it's read? Or do you go by the way it's actually written in the Torah? And this will make a difference for various halachas pertaining to our question here. How many trumos is the Torah discussing? One or two? If you learn it's trumoi soy, if the way it's read, as if there would be a vav after the mem, then it's beloshen rabim. However, we could read it the way it's written. That's the Yesh Eim Lemesoros. We go after the Ksiv, the tradition, the way it's written. There, it's written without a vav after the mem, and therefore it could be read Truma Si. By the way, what does it mean, Yesh Eim Lemikra or Yesh Eim Lemesora, the mother? Pashit, it means, what's the main way that we learn halachas from the Torah. Do we go after the way it's read or the way it's written? The Aruch says an interesting shot that the word aim stands for Amira Misinai. How was it said from Sinai? How did the Ribbono Shel Olam give over the Torah to Moshe? Did he do it through the way it's normally read? Or did he do it, in fact, through the way that it is written? That is the question. How was the Amira Misinai, the aim, Aleph Mem, standing for Amira Misinai? So Negea here, let's see the Pasuk now inside. Va'ani, hine nasati l'chois mishmeres trumoy soy. Rabbi Lezer Savar, b'shtei trumas akasam adabar. The Torah is speaking about two trumas. Achas truma tahira. One is the truma tahira which you're allowed to eat. Va'achas truma tuluya. And one is the truma that has a suffix. It's hanging. We don't know, is it Torah or is it Tomei? And therefore, you're not allowed to eat it. But even though you're not allowed to eat it because it might be Tomei, still, you have to protect it. V'yom Rachmana, the Torah says, Avid la shimir. Make sure that you do not cause it a hefsid. As Rashi says, we learn it from the word mishmeres. So we see that you need a shimur. Just like you need a shimmer on the tahora that it does not become tomei and you won't be able to eat it, so too you have a shimmer on the tluya as well. For Rabbi Yeshua, who disagrees and who says that truma tluya does not need to be protected, it could become tomei because truma si ksiv, the way it's written without a vav, it's written in the singular as truma si. And it would seem the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Lazar holds Yesh Emor L'Mikra, you go after the Kri, and Rabbi Yeshua holds Yesh Emor L'Misayrus, you go after the tradition, the way it's written, and therefore it's written in the singular, and there's only one Truma that you have to guard and protect, and that is the Truma Tahira. And based on this, we had it in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis that Rabbi Lazar said in Hoysa, B'Makom HaTarfa, if it was in the open, Yanichena b'makom hamotz, and he has to put the truma of safek, the tluya, in a hidden place. And Maharsha Magul, if it was revealed, Yichasenu, he has to cover it. Why? Because Rabbi Lezer's shita is that the Torah is speaking about two trumas, and you have to protect truma tluya, just like you have to protect truma tahira. However, of Yeshua Aymer, there over there in Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Im Hoysa, Muneches B'Makom HaMutzna, Yanichana B'Makom HaTarfa. If it was in a hidden place, put it in a revealed place. Im Hoysa Mechusa, if it was covered, Yigalana, you should reveal it, because he's of the opinion that you don't have to protect it, and Adarabba, it's good if you make it Vaday Tameh, because then you'll be able to use it. As long as it's Truma Tluya, you won't be able to use it. You cannot eat it, because it might be Truma Tahira. It might be Truma Tameh, rather, which cannot be eaten. However, on the other hand, you can't use it to light a fire, because it could be Truma Tahira, and you're not supposed to be Mafsit Truma Tahira. And therefore, he says, take it out of the suffix, which you don't have to protect anyway, and make sure that it does become Tameh, and then you'll be able to use it. The Rambam's famous shita is that suffik d'oraisa l'chumra is only l'chumra midrabbanim, b'mina taira, it's l'kula. We treat suffik l'kula. For example, if it's a question of Tameh or Tar, we would say l'kula that it's Tar. And if so, they ask the question, how could there be a shmira on Truma Tluya, a suffix, according to the Rambam? We have to treat it as if it's Vaday Tohar. And I heard from Rav Belsky Shlita that the answer on the Rambam is that, according to the Rambam, if you have a question, for example, if a sheretz touched something, then of course there's... it depends where it is. If it's in Rishus HaYachid, it would be Safik Tamei, which we learn out from Sota. If it's in a Rishus HaRabim, then it's Safik Tohar. We treat it as Vaday, either Vaday Tamei or Vaday Tohar. How do you have a case of Tuliya? According to the Rambam, however, if you know it touched something and you don't know which one it touched, the two items that are, the two pieces of bread that are in front of you, you don't know which one attached, but it's muchzik that there's tumah. So then, even according to the Rambam, who holds suffik deraisa L'chumra is only midrabbanan and midrais it's l'kula, but where it's a huchsik, where we know for sure there is something tummy here, then even the Rambam holds that it would be l'chumra. And that's the case here, according to the Rambam, where that suffake would require shemira. Taisvis, in the second Taisvis, Divra Maskel, Achas Trumatar of Achas Trumatulia, asked the question from the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chaf Hei that we mentioned before. Because there, the Gemara says that we need this pasuk that the Gemara brought of Ani Hinei Nesatul Chos Mishmeres Truma Yisoi, we need it for a third Truma, and that is Truma Tmeya. Because that's where we learned out, as you remember, we said that you can use Truma Tmeya for a fire, for sprinkling wine in a room, for a good smell. Asked Tosfos, how could you have three Trumas from the same pasuk? Even if we go after the Kri, Trumoy Soy, Loshen Rabim, however, you can only learn out two. A minimum of Rabim is two. How do you get to three? And Tosfos says a beautiful teretz, that actually there's two parts of the drasha here, as we mentioned at the beginning of the shir. From the word Lecha, I'm giving to you, Aaron, for your usage, that's, you're allowed to have either the ability to eat it or you can have pleasure from it. So on that, I use the plural of Trumoy Soy, will go on Truma Tahira, and it will go on Truma Tmeya. It won't go on Truma Tuluya, because as we mentioned before, Truma Tuluya, you cannot have any pleasure from it. You can't eat it because it might be Tamei, and you cannot use it for a fire because it might be Tohar. So you can't have any use of Trumet. So on the Lecha, the Trumoy Soy, the Rabim is going for Trumet Tahir and Trumet Tmeya. On the Mishmeres, there it's also going only on two Trumas. But which two Trumas? Then it'll be you have to protect Trumet Tahir from becoming Tamei. And you have to also protect Trumet Tuluya, that it should not become Tamei. So it comes out there is two different Lemudim from the Pasuk, and Trumoy Soy only refers to two, but it depends which Drasha you are referring to, the drasha from Lecha or the drasha from Mishmeres. And then in the next Taisa, Rabbi Yeshua asked Taisvis, if Rabbi Yeshua said it's Truma Si, you go after the Ksiv and it's singular, so how do you talk and know the Halach and the Masech to Shabbos, which we just mentioned, that from Truma Tmeya you can have Anah if the Torah is only speaking about one Truma? On that Taisa gives the Torah, that if you look there in Masech to Shabbos, Daf Chafei, you'll see that there are other Makoros that the Gemara brings for the ability to have Hanoah for a Dover Tummy, and the male Rabbi Yeshua will learn it from those other sources. Continues the Gemara. Lameimer, should we say, De Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Yeshem Lemikra, it comes out according to your pshat in the Machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. There Rabbi Eliezer goes after the Kri, Veramini, I'll ask you a question from a Braisa where we see that Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is Yeshem Lemisaris. And here the Gemara is referring to a pasuk in Shmoy's Perkof Aleph pasuk Ches, and the pasuk reads that by a father who sold his daughter as a Oma Ivriya, so there is a mitzvah of Yiyud on the Adon to marry this girl that he took as an Oma, and if he married her and then he divorced her, or he was nifter, she became an almana, she goes back to her father's rishos. The pasuk says, la'am nachri lo yimsha l'machra bevigdoi va. So here we again have a machlokes of yesh aim l'mikra or yesh aim l'misaris. Does it go on bigdoi as we read it, and then it would refer to a beged, or does it go on the ksiv, and the way it's written, it would be read bevogdoi, he betrayed her. And we'll soon see the two pshatim that are learnt in this pasuk. Let us begin with the yesh ein lemikra. Veramini, bevigdoi bo, we read it as if there would be a yud after the second beis, and it would be like a beged, big D, big decha, as if there would be a yud, a chirik under the base, or a yud after the second base. Bevigdoi bo, what does that mean? Kivin shapir shalisa aleo. Once the man did chasna with her, and he, so to speak, put his garment over the woman. He married her. Shuv ein rishol amaychor. The father has no right to sell her. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rashi brings down in Divrei Maaseh Kivin Shapirish Talisa Olea sheyod odoin lo amar vriya v'nasa upirish knafaf alav, and he married her and he spread his talis over here, which indicates that he took her into his rishus. Shuv ein av rishol amaychor. The father has no right to sell her anymore. Even if the master divorced her, the ain other meicher bitul l'shutvus achar ishus, because a person is not allowed to sell his daughter into shifchus to become a maid after she was already married. Now, according to this, it would be not only when somebody took her as an amma, but even if somebody married her and he died, or he divorced her, and she came back to her father's rishus, once the beged, the marriage, is done, then the father has no right to sell her again, because we have a rule, ein adam meicher bitul l'shifchus achar ishus. Once she's married, then you lose your right to sell her as an amma. So this is the shita of yesh eim lemikra. And this is the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that we go after the way it's read. It's read as a noun, as if there would be a yud after the second base. Bevigdoibob, the big D, big Dcha, with a chirik. There's a beged over here. There's a marriage over here. Any marriage, whether a marriage through a shifcha, an amma, yiyud, which we call yiyud, or a regular marriage. Once she comes back to the father's rishus, he has no right to sell her. However, Rabbi Eliezer Amar, kiven shabogad bo, shuven rishol amaychora. Once he betrayed her, he's not allowed to sell her anymore. He learns that we go after the ksiv, and the ksiv, even though the shorish of beged and bogad are both beis gimel dalet, however, Rabbi Akiva holds as if there's a yud. We go after the decree. Rabbi Elazar says, the fact is the Torah didn't write it with a yud, which would have clarified that we mean a beged. And in fact, the way it's used in the pasuk seems to be a verb. He did something to her. It seems that he's doing an action to her, not that he took a noun and put it over her. So therefore, the ksiv certainly indicates, like Rabbi Eliezer, that it means bogad, he betrayed her. When did he betray her? When he sold her originally, his own daughter, he sold as an amma. So then, Rabbi Eliezer sheet is that ein shifchus achar shifchus. Only if he sold her as an amma, then if the master married her, did yiyud, and he divorced her, she became an amma, and she came back to her father's rishus, then he can't sell her again. But if she got married without his betrayal, the father just accepted kedushin from someone else, and that person died, then he does have a right to sell her into shifchus after ishus. He only can't do shifchus achar shifchus. Kivan shebogad bo, when he betrayed her with the ksiv, shuv ein rishol amaychor. So it comes out, the Rabbi Elazar here holds yeshem le mesores. So how could you darshan before trumoy soy with a vav after the mem? As yeshem le mikra, here we see he holds yeshem le mesores. So that pshat doesn't work. Ella says the Gemara hach v'hach mifli. They're arguing about the following. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, haroy l'chashmor. The pasuk said that hinei nasati l'cha es mishmeres from soy. So we say you have to watch whatever is l'cha, whatever you have usage from. If it's truma tahira, which you can eat, that you have to watch. But she'ena real l'cha, if you can't use it, because truma tluya, as we explained before, you can't use loy tishmor, then there's no halach of shmira. He learns it out from the pashuk pshat in the pasuk itself. Rab Lezer, this truma tluya is considered that it's something that I can have usage from. Why? Because shema yav eliyo, maybe eliyo will come v'yitarena. And as we explained in the Rambam before, it's a shiloh, which piece of bread did the sheretz touch? So the answer will be, Eliyahu will tell us which one, and the other one I'll know for sure will be Truma Tahira, and therefore he will be able to eat it. So that one also is applicable that you should be Shomer. This is the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. How do we determine if the Truma Tahira is considered Re'uy L'cha that you can use? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Rav Shimon. In the Mishnah, we had a statement by Rav Shimon at the end of the Mishnah. Rav Shimon, I'm a yakiz. You're allowed to do hakazas dam. You don't intend to make a mum. Afapu yishuaisa by mum. Even though you're going to make a mum, but you didn't have intention for that. And that's what we know as davar she'ena mischaven. You want to do one thing to let out the blood. You're not intending to make a mum. Even if you did a mum, as long as it's not psik reisha, it didn't have to happen. The halacha is, Rav Shimon Shita b'chol ha'shas is davar she'ena mischaven. When you want to do one thing, and as a result something else came out, the thing you wanted to do was mutter, the thing that came out of your action was usser, and you didn't have intention for it is mutter. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Halacha k'Rab Shimon, Maskel Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Hi Rab Shimon, which Rab Shimon? Is it that Rab Shimon of the Mishnah? Or in fact, is it the Rab Shimon of the Braisa? Because later on in the Braisa, we have Rab Shimon Omer, Af Nishchat al Oisai Hamum, we find on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Not only is he allowed to be make his dam, which might cause a mum, but even if a mum is caused, he's allowed to shecht based on that mum. Even though there's a knas, which we're going to learn in the next mission at the bottom of the Amid, that if somebody causes a mum and a bechor, the halacha is that there's a knas that he's not allowed to shecht the animal based on that mum that he himself made into the animal. However, here where his intention was to save the life of the animal, he didn't have an intention for a mum, the Rabbanan never constant him. And since a mum was made in the animal, he is allowed, according to Rav Shimon, to shecht based on that mum. So Maskel Rav Nachman Yitzchak, hey Rav Shimon, which Rav Shimon are you referring to? Elam Rav Shimon the Mesnis, if you're speaking about Rav Shimon of our Mishnah, Ad Hash the Leish Min and Shmuel Dover Shem Mischav and Mutter. Until now, we never found that Shmuel Paskin that Dover Shem Mischav is Mutter. We know that from all over. What's this new halacha here of Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel? The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. V'ar Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amr Rav halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Chiya bar Rashi said in the name of Rav that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda that Dover Shenim is Chavan is Osir. But Rav Chanan bar Ashi Amr Shmuel halacha Rabbi Shimon. And V'Rav Chiya bar Avin Masne B'loi Gavri. As Rashi explains, Rav Chiya bar Avin learned the same din of Rav and Shmuel, this machloikas, if Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbi Shimon, he learned it without anyone saying it in their names. Before we had Rav Chiya bar Ashi in the name of Rav, and we have Rav Chanan bar Ashi in the name of Shmuel. He learned it without Rav Chiya bar Ashi and Rav Chanan bar Ashi. How? He learned it as follows. Rav Omar Allah Rabbi Yehuda, Ushmuel Omar Allah Rabbi Shimon. So we already know that the halacha is like Rav Shimon, that davar she'ena mischaven, according to Shmuel, is mutter. What is this extra limud here in our sugya? It's b'chol ha'tar kula. Ella, Rav Shimon de Braisa. Must be it's going to Rav Shimon de Braisa, that not only is it mutter, it's davar she'ena mischaven, if he made the mum, but he can even shecht the bechor based on that mum which he himself inflicted into the animal. V'rab shisha b'reid ravini masal b'hedja. He learned b'feirish that it's going on the b'rais. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, halacha k'rab shimon the b'rais. Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon of the b'rais. There's no suffix that he doesn't refer to the davar she'ena mischaven of our Mishnah. He's referring to the halacha of the b'rais. Now the next Mishnah will discuss that the knas that we mentioned before, if someone caused a mum in a bechor, says the Mishnah, hatsorem, if somebody caused a blemish in the ear of a bechor, Rashi says it means hapaygim, which means he caused a slit in the ear. The Rambam Pirshim Rishonai says it means he punctured the ear. Either way, it's a mum in the bechor. So if he did that, hareiz elo yishchot olamis, the Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says the punishment is so severe that he's never allowed to shecht based on the mum that he himself inflicted. In the Mishnais, it's not lo yishchot, but lo yishochet, which means not only he himself, but anyone else can, who he gives it to or he sells it to, is not allowed to shecht based on that mum forever. The Chachamim and the Chacham are not so strict, and they say, Noilud by Mum Acher, Yishchet Olav. He is allowed to Shecht on the next Mum. It's not that he can never Shecht this Bechor, but he cannot Shecht based on the Mum that he inflicted, but on a, he waits till the next Mum, and then he's allowed to Shecht based on the next Mum. Now Rashi, in Divrei Amaschel Hatzorim, at the end of Rashi, Rashi says, Ube Koyin Komarit, speaking about a Koyin is doing this. The Marit El-Ghazi explains Rashi to mean that, let's say, a Yisrael, before he gives it to the Koyin, makes the Mum. So when it comes to the hands of the Koyin, according to Rashi, there is no problem, there is no Knas, which the Koyin didn't do himself. The only time it's a Knas is if the Koyin did it himself. However, the Rambam does not agree with this, and the Rambam holds that even if Yisrael did it before it came to the hand of a Kohen, there is also a Knas. That's Nageya to Rab Eliezer, who says that the Knas is forever. However, what about according to the Chachamim? So when they say, Noilu my Mum Acher Yishchad Olav, he's allowed to Shecht, he just has to wait till the next Mum. So there, the Marit Al-Ghazi says that Huadin, Rashi would hold, it's only speaking about when the Kayin did it. But if Yisrael did it, and then it comes to the hands of a Kayin, the fact is the Kayin is getting an animal that has a Mum on it. He didn't tell the Yisrael to do it. The Yisrael did it on his own. So then the Chachamim will agree that there's no Knas. Just like we say there's no Knas in the Rebbe Yisrael, there won't be any Knas in the Chachamim. And the Kayin could shecht it based on the Mum that was inflicted by the Yisrael. So says the Marit HaGazi. However, the Shas and Chuvas Panam Meiros and many other Acharonim disagree. And they say there's a very clear distinction between the Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rashi, when he says B'Koyin Kamari, is speaking only in Rebbe Eliezer, because there it's a Knas, so we don't count in the Koyin if the Yisrael did it. However, by the Chachamim, it's not an Indian of a Knas. We just say to the Koyin, listen, let's pretend that there had not been any Mum here. You would anyway have to wait for another Mum to come. So we don't want you to have Hanah from an Aveira that someone did. It's not a matter of Knas. We just say, leave it at the status quo the way it was before the Aveira was done in the animal. And therefore wait until it gets another Mum, which you would have had to wait anyway. And it's similar, say the Achroinim, to the Halacha on Shabbos, that a person, if someone b'mezid, it was mevashel on Shabbos, so the halach is that no one is allowed to have hanah from that maaser Shabbos. Not only the one who cooked it on Shabbos, but even other people are not allowed to. So the halach is over here also that the kohen should not have hanah. It's not a punishment. It's just that we don't want you to have hanah from the act that somebody else did it and aveira. Now, let us begin the Gemara. Umi konis Rabbi Eliezer l'olam. Is this, in fact, Rabbi Eliezer Shita? When the Rabbanim give a knas, they give a knas forever. We're going to ask the kasha that we find Rabbi Eliezer does not hold that Shita. Taisus immediately picks up from the Lashon of the Gemara, mi konis Rabbi Eliezer, that this is a knas. And Taisus says that, the bottom Taisus, kama shmaitz emuchad etzar maizu shabachar knasuhu. And in fact, on Amud Beis, it says beferish, behind Mumma Kansua Rabbanan. The Rabbanan consonant, it uses the word Rabbanan, that this is a Knasta Rabbanan. Taisus brings a Sifri in Parshas Re'eh, where it says, Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hamatel Mumba Bechor, Va'ochle Oiver, Shenemer, Loi Seichel Kol Te'eva. So Taisus says, Amen the Midaraisa. It's a Dinda Raisa. We learn it out from a Pasuk. So is our Gemara going against the Sifri? Taisus gives numerous truths him. The last very simple answer of Taisus is, Inami, the Sifri, Asmachta Ba'alma. We see it on Amud Beis at the end of Taisus. Taisus learns that even the Sifri doesn't mean it deraisa, it's only a remez and Asmachta, and really the Sifri also holds that it's only midrabbanan. Now the Gemara is going to ask, does Rabbi Eliezer say that this knas is not only till the next mum, but it's forever? You cannot check based on this mum. For a minute, I'll ask you a question. Mishoy Shalei Baharis. If somebody had Baharis, and we have a pasuk which says concerning Baharis, number one in Dvorim Perich of Dal Pasuk Ches, it says he shomer b'negat zaras. There's a locha that you have to watch it, be careful. There's a loisa say wherever it says he shomer, it means a loisa. You're not supposed to remove the negat zaras. The pasuk also says in Vayikra Perik Yud Gimel Pasuk Mem Vav, Kol Yemei Asher Hanega Bo Yitmo. As long as the nega is there, he's tummy. But if the nega goes away, then he is tahar. So based on these psukim, the Gemara says as follows. If somebody had a beharis, as we turn to Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, Vin Niktzatza, Rashi says, Shalom Yischavim L'Katza. By accident, it got cut off. The din is tahar. Certainly, Midoraisa, L'Chatchil, of course, Hishaber B'Negat Tzaras, be careful. But if an accident happened, and now Lamaisi doesn't have it, so he's tahar. And the Rabbanan didn't give a knas. However, continues the Brisa, Katzisa mischavin, but if he cut it off with kavana, so although minatayra b'di'evit, after the fact, it would be mutter, because it's only aser kol yemei asher hanega bo yitma. However, the Rabbanan here gave a knas, and now there's going to be a machlokes Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, what that knas is. Rabbi Elazar, I'm a likashi voloi nega acher yitari men. When another nega comes, and he gets tor from that nega, then he will also be tor from the first nega. In other words, as long as no other nega comes, we give him a knas that he remains tummy. Because the Rabbanan said the only way you could become tor is if the nega that you had could be seen that it shrunk, that all the different ways, or it spread throughout your whole body, there are different ways where a person can become tor. If the kohen saw that it became tor, then you would become tor. But here the fact is that there's nothing to see, so you remain tummy. However, if another nega comes and you get tor, you get cured from the second nega. So Rashi says in Divrei Amasalik Shiva Nega Acher, Shahareyu Achshav Tamei Menuga. So he has to wait, and then Rashi continues, Yitorim in a Rishoina, V'Holchen Acher Zu, V'Im Yirape Mizu Torah Mikula. We go after the second one. If he becomes cured from the second one, he becomes Torah from all of them. The Gloy Milsa the E. We skip the next word. The E. Havi Kamaisa Mitzi Nami. Ki high, that even if he had the first one, we would say, just like he became cured from the second one, he would also become cured from the first one. I'm learning this Rashi inside, because later in the sugi we'll come back to this Rashi, that it would seem a difficulty with the Rashi. But what Rashi is saying is that we wait till he gets the second one. We wait till he gets cured from the second one. And if he gets cured from the second one, we say it's not a regular medical nega. It's a spiritual nega, because he spoke Lashon Hara. He got Saras. And Hashem is being mechaper him, and he's taking away the nega. So we assume that just like the second nega would have been taken away, who had been the first one, which we can't see anymore, would have been taken away as well. And therefore we say he's Torah. That's the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. So there's a way for him to get out of this dilemma. However, no. Ad shetifrach b'kulei. He has two ways that he could get out of this dilemma, but otherwise he can't. One way is shetifrach b'kulei. His whole body gets tzaras, and then it says in Vayikra Yud Gimel, Rashi brings the pasuk v'chisasat tzaras as kol or anega, and then the din is his Torah. So even if he would have had the first one, but if he would have got a second one, and then it would have spread throughout his whole body, then he would become tor. So the first one would also have become tor. So that is a way that for him to become tor. Oy, achetismait b'hayartoy mikigris. If a gris is a half of a bean, if it becomes less than half of a bean, there's also no knas to rabbanan. This is very difficult, because he already cut it off. How could you say he got less than half of a gris? So Rashi says it means, if at the time of cutting, it was in fact less than half a gris, then the rabbanan didn't give any knas, and then he is tor. But Rashi says, if one of these two scenarios did not take place, Rashi says that Ein loy tahara oylomis, the kansina leila oylom, the chachamim hold that he'll be a mitzora forever if one of these two things don't happen. So actually it comes out that we have a stira between Rabbi Elazar and the chachamim. Although the Gemara right now is focusing on Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara is soon going to ask that really it's a stira in the chacham also. The steer in Rabbi Elazar is partial, because in our mission it says the chachamim kansin by the mum, that the Kayin made forever he can't shecht. Here he says, no, he only has to wait until another nega, which he gets cured from. The steer in the Chachamim is that in the Mishnah they say he has to wait until there's another mum, not forever. And here the Chachamim say he has to wait forever unless one of these two things happen. But otherwise, he has to wait forever. So the Gemara is now focusing on the steer in Rabbi Lezer. So Rabba v'Rabbi Yais damer tervayu, ki kanes Rabbi Eliezer b'memoyne. When did Rabbi Eliezer say, oylamis, that's by his mom and by the b'chor, bapa gufoy by the nega, loy kanes. And what's the difference? Because memoyne ikla memer de osi lameva. By momen, we say he'll rationalize that he will cut off the, he will make the mum. Why? Because he'll figure like this. Either the Chachamim will let me eat it with a mum, or even if they don't, all I have to do is until another mum comes, and anyway I would have had to wait for another mum. So what do I have to lose if I make a mum? Therefore, we say you have plenty to lose. Because if you're going to make a mum, you're not going to be able to shecht oylamis forever. That's a Shita Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah. But in the Halach of Nega, Gufoy, concerning his own body, should we say that he's going to do it? Here, as Rashi explains, he'll rationalize to himself, I have nothing to gain, because I'll have to wait at a minimum, I'll have to wait till I get another Nega. Who says I'm going to get another Nega? So I might as well just use the Nega that I have already. If I'm going to cut it off, I'm going to have to wait for another nega. I might never get it. And even if I do get another nega, I'm going to have to wait until that nega gets cured. I already have a nega. Let me wait till this nega gets cured. So what's his rationalization that he should go and remove the nega for him? So since there's no motivation to do it, there Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion that we don't counsel him. Olamis. Amar Rava said, Rava, Rabbi Lezer, Kasha, it's only a steer in Rabbi Lezer. Rabbanan, Loi Kasha, there's no steer in the Rabbanan. As we mentioned before, it's a steer in the Rabbanan also. In the Mishnah, they say there's no Knas Olamis, and here they say there is a Knas Olamis. Ella, Rabbi Lezer, Loi Kasha, Kedushanin. Rabbi Lezer, there's no Kasha, as we just explained. Rabbanan, Nami Loi Kasha. On the Rabbanan, there's also no steer. Why? Hacha b'may David Kansua, and Hacha b'may David Kansua. Both by the mum, by a bechor, and the nega that he cut off by tsaras, in each case, the Rabbanan constant him on the action that he did. Let us analyze it. B'may yichavim, by the bechor, b'may yichavim mishrei, how did he want to make it mutter for him to shecht? B'hai mum, by inflicting this mum. So b'hai mum, consume Rabbanan. The Baha'i Mumma Loi Mishterilei. So the Rabbanan said, okay, this mum that you inflicted, you cannot use this mum to shecht. However, if another mum comes, which you didn't do the other mum, then you'll be able to shecht. So that's why the Rabbanan are Matur and are Mishnah. And they don't say you consent him forever. But Vahacha by over here, by Nega, B'mai David Kansua. They also focused on what he did. We're going to consent you on what you did. And the Shita puts in a word, B'mai ichavel tuhure nafshi, with what did he want to be matar his nafish? B'hai k'tzitza, with this cutting off of the baharis. B'hai k'tzitza comes to Rabbanan. So Rabbanan focused only on this k'tzitza. And they said, you took it off because you wanted to become tor. We're going to say it doesn't work. And you're tamei. And therefore, if you're tamei, you're tame even when the other nega will come and go away, not like we said before, like Rashi says, if you got cured from the second one, Saraya the Rabban Shalom was mechaper you, and therefore if you would have had a first one, he would have been mechaper you on the first one also, and that nega would have got cured as well. Mehechetesi, how do we know? If we see it, we'll seeing is believing. We don't accept the fact that just because the second got cured, the first one also got cured. So therefore, the first one is considered that it's still here, and it's never in a state where the kohen can say that it's acceptable, that it got cured. So it's here, and you can't do anything about it. It didn't go away, and you won't make it go away by the second one being cured either. And that's why here the chachamim say that it becomes tummy forever, the only exception is if he his whole body becomes tor. So then, if he would add the first one anyway, he would have become tor. Boy, Rav Papa had a question. Now he goes back to the words of Rav Elazar, the second line on the top of the Yomid. Rav Elazar Amar Shivolu Lo Neger After Yitoher Heimenu. So now Rav Papa has a question. What was the actual wording of Rav Elazar? Was it Yitoher Tanan? Is that what we learned in the Mishnah? Oi Vi Yitoher Tanan. And he will become Tohar. So Rashi explains what's the difference. Yitoher, Rashi says, means Miyad. In other words, he had one nega which he cut off, b'mezit. So when another nega appears, the first one, just by the appearance alone, right away it goes away. Oy v'yitar tnan. Or does it mean he has to wait with the first one until the second one is cured and he will become tor. Once the second one is cured, then we say the first one is cured as well. But by the appearance of the second one, before the kohen can say that you are tor from the second one, just by the appearance of the second one, the first one does not go away. Now, what's difficult is that the Rashi that we mentioned on top, that we went through inside, Rashi goes on yitohar min harishayna, and Rashi says if he'll get cured from the second one, the im, on the second line of Rashi on top, the im yirapim mizu tor mikulam, the gloy milsa, the havi kamaisa, mitzinami kihai, it'll also be cured the first one. So, l'chayra, Rashi there is going on the way we have the girsa of yitoher, and Rashi's giving the pshat in vi yitoher, that he has to wait until the second becomes a refua. Rashi should have at that point, l'chayra said, Yitoher means miyad. As soon as the second one appears, the first one goes away. This is a question that the Achronim grapple with. But be that as it may, we have this shaila of Rav Papa, exactly what was Rav Eliezer saying. The Gemara asks the kashal, minaf gemina, what's the difference? What the Gemara means is there is no difference because either he's tamei until the second one with the first one also, so he'll be tamei with two, after the second one appears, or as soon as the second one appears, the first one goes away, but then you have the second one. So either way, he's tummy right now. So what? This is like a theoretical shiloh. What's the difference? The Gemara says there is a difference. L'chosin shenir boy nega. If a chosin during a sheva brachas, a nega appeared, the snan. Because we learned in a Mishnah in Negoyim, Paragimel Mishnah base, chosin shenir boy nega. If during the sheva brachas, or during the chasna, there appeared a nega, Noisen Lezayin Yomim. We give him 7 days, loy to him, ulit stalisoy, or to his cloak, nige begotim in his cloak, or lechsusoy to his garment. In the Mishnayis, in Negoyim, it says ulebesoy instead of the word atstilisoy, because a cloak is a beget, so it seems to be more correct that whether it's on his body, or it's in his house, nige batim, or it's ksusoy his beget, it's nige begotim, we don't want to disturb him being mesameach, his wife, during Sheva Brachas, and therefore the Kohen does not look at it. And even if a person has a nega and the Kohen does not see it, he does not become a mitzorah until the Kohen pronounces after seeing it that tamei tamei yikra, that the Kohen says you are tamei, and we as a special dispensation for the fact that he's a chosin, or, as we continue, v'chein beregel on yontiv, noisen loy kol yimei haregel, we give him all the days of yontiv, we don't want to disturb his yontiv, so he does not have to go to the kayin. So that now, the question of Rav Papa will be negeh, this halacha, why? I amrad yitar, if you say that as soon as the second one appears, the knas midrabbanan goes away. So, I amrat yitor tanan, so mekamaisa torle, the tumah derabbanan goes away when the second one comes. And lebasraisa, the second one, which should start away, natron lezainime mishnah. The one that's now going to start midaraisa, we will say the kohen won't look at it, and we'll give him a window in between the end of the first one and the beginning of the second one. Eloi amrat viyitar tanan, but if you're going to learn that the first one doesn't end until, as Rashi explained on top of the Yomid, the second one gets cured, then it gets cured from the first one also, if you learn it with a vav, so saif saif, what's the bottom line? Kiloy metame lebesraisa. Even if he's not metame from the second one, even if I'll give him a window of the 7 days of Shavu Brachas, but hamit mekvekoy mekamaisa, he never gets tor from the first one until he gets cured from the second one. And if you're pushing off the second one, he'll still remain tame with the first one, and therefore he won't have the break of the Shavu Brachas for the chasen or the yontiv. So my, what's the din negay of this halacha? Is it Yitar or V-Yitar? On this Gemara says Teiku, we do not have an answer. Tishbi Yitar, it's Kushas V-Boys. And now the Gemara has a Shaila, Boim, and they Rabbi Yirmi Rabbi Zeru. Tzairim Oizen B'Choyer Umeis, if somebody caused a mum in a Bechoyer and he died, Ma'o Liknes B'Noy Achrov, do we constant his son after him? And Rashi says that on the second wide line, that he should never eat from that bechor. So it's clear from Rashi that Rashi learns that the shail of the Gemara is going according to Rabbi Eliezer. It would seem from Rashi that under Rabbanan there's no shail, because the Rabbanan say all you have to do is wait until you get the next mum, so that the son has to also wait until the next mum. He shouldn't have a benefit from the fact that his son did an avera in it. However, from the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, who paskin like the Chachamim, and yet they paskin that the halacha is that it does not go over to his son. So it would seem that they are learning that the shaila here, which ultimately the halacha will be, does not go over to the son, is not only negeya to Rab Eliezer, but even according to the Chachamim, that the Gemara is saying a shaila. According to the Chum also, perhaps the son does not have to wait until there's another mum. He's yarshening an animal which has a mum, and Mimela, he could check right away. He doesn't have to wait. That's the Shaila, and the Gemara's Maskana was, according to the Rambam, that in fact the son, even according to the Chumim, that we paskin like, does not have to wait for another mum. Now, Im Tim Tzuloymer, we have, as Rashi explains, a Shaila in the Gemara in Gittin, whether if somebody sells his Eved, who had Milan Tvila, and he's chayv in mitzvahs like a woman, which are all loisases, and mitzvahs say, she'enas man groma, an Eved is chayv like an Isha, if he sold him to a goy, there's a knas, he has to pay 10 times the value of the Eved. The Shaila is, does that apply to an Eved that the father sold to a goy, who doesn't let the Eved do mitzvahs? So does that apply to the son as well, that knas that he has to be paid in for up to 10 times his value, or does it not? So the Gemara says, "Im Tim Slamer, even if I'll go on the tzad in the Gemara in Gittin, that moicher avdol levichav umeis konsu b'nayakav, they did give a knas." So that's no, you'll say the same thing should be over here by a mum and a bechor, no raya. Over there, it's the chol yom v'yom, mafkulei mitzvahs. Every day that goes by, the goyish master is stopping the eved from doing mitzvahs. So there's a reason why the chachamim said you have to be paid to him up to 10 times his value. Mashi enkein, over here in our Mishnah, the damage was already done. The Bukhar has the mum already. So maybe over there, they did not give that knas over to the son. In Tim Sulaimer, and if you have a tzad in another machlaikis, which is Nagayat Gemor and Moyet Katan, concerning someone who's mechavan malachta b'moyet, what does that mean? That we know that a person is not allowed to do certain malachas on Chol HaMoed. However, the Rabban gave a special dispensation if it's Dover Ovid, where you could lose money. But what happens if a person was harvesting his grapes and he said, you know what, I'll leave it for Chol HaMoed? So then the Rabban said, you're mechaven to do a malacha. If it happened that for some reason an oinus happened and it wound up that even though you wanted to do it before, you were prevented by the weather elements, whatever, there was some oinus that happened that you could only do it on Chol HaMoed. But if you're, then it's mutter. But if you're mechaven that you should use out Chol HaMoed, that's mevaza samoyadis, you're not allowed to do it. And therefore they constant you that you cannot harvest your grapes, even though your grapes will rot, and you will have a hefset. Does that knas, the Gemara has a shalom mayat katan, does that transfer to a son? If the father did that, but the father died before the chol hamoed, and now the son has grapes which were left by the father and it's Chol HaMoed, and it's going to be a Dover Ovid, does the son have a right to harvest them and make the wine during Chol HaMoed? So the Gemara says here, should we apply the halacha there to here? Says the Gemara, even if you're going to say on that side in the Gemara Moed Katan, in Tim Shlomo Kivu Malachta B'Moed Umeis Loi Konsum Le'akrav, they didn't consume the son. That's Mishum Deloi Avda Le'isura, because the father never did an Isser. The father died before Chol HaMoed. Hacha, but over here by Bechor, he did an Isser. The father, so perhaps the son shouldn't benefit from that Isser either. My, now comes the Shiloh. So the rayas from Gittin or Mard Katan are no rayas. We could make a distinction. What's our question here? Lidid, who consen Rabbanan? Did they consen Lidid day to the person himself? V'halasa, the father died, and therefore there's no knas on the son. Oidilma l'mamayna consen Rabbanan. Rabbanan put a knas on the Bechor himself. Not, it has nothing to do just with the father, but that no one should benefit from this, the money, the value of the Bechor. Even the son, Vahisa, the Bechor is here, and if the Bechor is here, even the son, even though he didn't do an Avera, he cannot benefit. Amar Leitani too, we learned it in a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Shvi, is Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. We know that certain Malachas on Shvi's on Shemitah are asr midaraisa, and there's other malachas that are asr to do in a field midarabbanan. So collecting thorns that not rooting them out of the ground, that would be an isr deraisa. But if they are already out of the ground, they're just all over a field and you're gathering together, that's a malacha midarabbanan. Or fertilizing a field is also an isr derabbanan. Now the question is, what happens if a person did these things on Shemitah, is he allowed to plant right after Shemitah, or did the Rabbanan give him a knas? So the Mishnah there says, Sadish and Skafzu B'Shvi, as if he just picked up all the thorns that were cut off from the ground, they were just all over the field. So then, the Allah is Tizra L'Maitzari Shvi, the Rabbanan did not give a knas. As Rashi explains, it's not a Malacha Chashuva, it's not considered an important Malacha, and therefore there was no knas, he's allowed to plant on Moitzoi Shvius. However, if Nitaiva, if he improved it, how? By bringing heavy fertilization, or Nidaira, or he took animals and he penned them. He had them grazing on this area, and they themselves caused the fertilization of this land. Then it's considered a Malacha Chashuva, and it's also for him to plant as a Knas at the end of Shemitah. The Amar Rav, the Mesaris Hashas, instead of Rav Asi, says it's Rav Yaisi. Rav Yaisi Rav Hanina said, Naktina, we have a Mesorah tradition. Hey, Tiva Omeis, what happens if he did the Malacha Chashuva of fertilizing it and he died? B'noi Zaira, we don't constant the son. Alma, what do we see from that Mishnah in Shvi'is concerning Shemitah? L'Lidei Konsu Rabbanan. The Rabbanan only constant the father. L'Brei, like Konsu Rabbanan. Rabbanan did not constant the son. So Mela, who had been over here by Bechor, they only constant the father and did not constant the son. So Taisus at the bottom asks a question. L'chayra, this is only a Malacha de Rabbanan. How can you compare it to making a mum in a Bechor, which is an Issa de Raisa? Maybe the Rabbanan only didn't consen the son when the whole Malacha was only a Malacha mid Rabbanan on Shemitah. But where it's an Isser deraisa, perhaps they consen the son as well. And that Tosfos answers in the last line, V'yesh Loimer, the Kesavar Sheroi Lahachmer B'Shvi'is Yosem Kulam. That, as we find in Kedushin Daf Chaf, that Shemitah is a very serious Halacha, Kamakasha Afkoshel Shvi'is, that even the dust of Shvi'is, even the Rabbanan of Shvi'is, we have to be machmer, and the people are very mezalzel in Shemitah, and therefore there would be every reason to be machmer on the son as well. And yet we're not machmer on the son, we're only machmer on the father. So Hu Adin, over here by Bechor, which doesn't have that severity of Shemitah, if we see that by Shemitah they were makel on the son, Hu Adin, even though here it's an Issa Deraisa by Bechor, the svar is that they should be makel on the son as well. Amar Abaya, Nakatina, we have a Mesaira, as we turn to the Aflamet Hamid Aleph, Timei Taharis Umeis, that if a person was Metame, Rashi puts in the word Taroshiv Shal Chaveroi, of his friend, he did a damage, he made them Tame, and he died. So Loi Kansu Benoi Achrov. So Midaraisa, there's no chiyuv tashlumin. My taima hezek shein nikur loishme hezek midaraisa, any damage which is not discernible, because if you look at them, it looks nothing changed. It looks like it's tahar wheat. We don't realize by looking at it that it's tamei wheat. So it's a hezek that's not recognizable. Any hezek that's not recognizable, mina Torah, is not considered a damage. And therefore, midaraisa, you don't have to pay. However, knas midarabanan. What is it? It is a knas midarabanan. So we have the same concept that we learned before. L'dedei kansa rabanan, they kansa the him. Libre, like kansa rabanan, but to the son, the rabanan did not kansa.